everyone! My name is Rebecca, and welcome to Studio Classroom. Now, when I was a kid, I used to ask my mom, Mom, why can't we have a Children's Day? We have a Father's Day and a Mother's Day. But what about Children's Day? Now, my mom used to say, Rebecca, every day is a day to celebrate children. But there's only one problem. I used to think, well, we just don't get a day off school. So I used to think about ways in which we could create a Children's Day, a day where children didn't have to go to school. However, I don't think that there's any need to look any further. I have found the solution. If you want a Children's Day, you just need to move to Turkey. Why? I'm glad that you asked. Because Turkey celebrates Children's Day, and that's what our lesson is all about today. Today, we are going to answer some of the following questions. What is Children's Day? And why do we celebrate Children's Day? Well, I think we need to get started with our first reading.
Children's Day in Turkey, celebrating the future generation. Stadiums across Turkey come alive with singing and folk dancing as the country celebrates National Sovereignty and Children's Day today. Children beat various drums and play string and wind instruments as they rejoice in being children. While music plays in the stadiums, Parliament gathers in Ankara for a special annual meeting where children sit in the seats usually occupied by politicians. This meeting emphasizes the fact that today's children are tomorrow's leaders.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点我们要来看的是 sovereignty 这个不可数名词。Sovereignty 是指一个国家的统治权或主权。例如 the soldiers sacrificed their lives to protect the sovereignty of their country. 士兵们为了保护国家主权而牺牲了他们的生命。如果去掉字尾的 ty, sovereign 是形容词，意思是指具有最高统治权的或者是独立自主的。例如 sovereign power should belong to the people of the country. 国家统治权应该属于人民。继续我们看的是 parliament 这个名词。Parliament 是指议会或国会。例如 the country's parliament is on the edge of dissolution. 这个国家的国会已经在解散的边缘。或者是 protesters gathered in front of the parliament building to express their objection to the new law.示威者聚集在议会前表达他们对新的法律的反对。
Hey everybody, my name is Gabe. Rebecca, were you just asking about whether there was a Children's Day?
Well, no. I was just saying that when I was younger, I wished there was a Children's Day. But then I discovered that there's a Children's Day in Turkey, so...If you want to celebrate children, all you need to do is move to Turkey.
Yeah, you could go to Turkey, and I'd love to visit Turkey. But actually, we're going to learn in our lesson that there is a Children's Day on November 20th. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. Do you get a day off school?
Well, that would be very, very nice. I'm not sure about that, but it is good to celebrate the future generation, and that's what we're talking about in our lesson. Let's take a look at this phrase, future generation. What does that mean?
That's a very good question. Well, of course, the word future is referring to something that happens, not right now, but in the future, right? And generation refers to...People. So in other words, future generation would be the people who are the children now are going to be the leaders in the future.
That's exactly what our lesson is about, the future generation. And when these children grow up, they will be tomorrow's leaders. Well, let's get started with our reading. Stadiums across Turkey come alive with singing and folk dancing as the country celebrates National Sovereignty and Children's Day. Today. Well, those are two very different things. Sovereignty and then Children's Day.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's a very important question. Now, I know that there is important things that happen on April 23rd, but does April 23rd celebrate anything else? I think the guys in the info cloud would like to answer this question.
Happy English Language Day! Back in 2010, the United Nations established this annual observance to celebrate English's contribution to world culture and communication.
Imagine 1,500 years ago, English was an obscure language spoken by just a handful of tribes in Northern Europe. Today, it enjoys official status in over 75 countries around the world.
Now, to me, the number of global English speakers isn't as impressive as the even greater number of people learning English as a second language.
Over a billion, right? Today's English Language Day will include things like book reading events, poetry and literature exchanges, and a few English quizzes.
English quizzes? Boo! Now, the date, April 23rd, was purposely chosen to honor one of the giants of the English language, William Shakespeare. Today is the anniversary of Shakespeare's birthday.
Okay, English isn't the only language the UN honors. There are a total of 6 official working languages within the UN that are celebrated, each with its own special day. The other 5 languages are Arabic, Russian, French, Spanish, and Chinese.
Chinese Language Day, incidentally, was last Monday. Russian Language Day is coming up next on June 6th.
4月23号这一天，虽然学校没有放假，但它的确是一个假日。United Nations, 也就是所谓的 UN, 联合国，将它指定为 English Language Day, 联合国英文日。那选在这一天是因为这也是莎士比亚的生日。其实在1500年前，英文是一个微不足道，只有几个欧洲北部的部落所使用的语言。但是它今天呢，是75个国家的官方语言，而且全世界有10亿的人口在学英文。联合国除了指定国际英文日，也另外指定了5个日子来纪念联合国的其他5种正式语文，那就是 Arabic、Russian、French、Spanish、Chinese、阿拉伯文、俄文、法文、西班牙文跟中文。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you guys. Yes, Happy English Day. Happy birthday, William Shakespeare. And did you know, April 23rd was also the day I was baptized?
Well, Gabe, I did not know that, but I do now. And I knew that it was William Shakespeare's birthday. He's actually one of my favorite writers.
Well, then there are many reasons to celebrate on April 23rd. And of course, one is that it's Children's Day in Turkey. Let's continue here. Children beat various drums. I love that because I'm a drummer.
Mm-hmm.
And play string and wind instruments as they rejoice in being children.
Now let's take a look at this phrase, rejoice in. If you're rejoicing in something, that means that you feel very happy or joyful about something. Isn't that correct?
That's exactly right. What kinds of things do you rejoice in? What kinds of things do you take joy in? For example, some people think they are always right. They rejoice in the fact that they are never wrong.
And I have a perfect example of such a person.
Hmm?
You, Gabe, you rejoice in being right all the time.
You know, if right? I am right, then yes, I do rejoice in being right.
I mean, people aren't going to rejoice in being wrong.
Well, no, yeah. People are very sad about being wrong. Well, what other kinds of things do you rejoice in?
Oh, I have one. My mom, she rejoices in being a mother.
Mm.
She has 6 children and she loves being a mom.
Okay, and maybe if you are a child, then you can rejoice in being a child because those years go by very quickly. You need to make the most of your childhood. Well, what kinds of things do you rejoice in? You can rejoice in the fact that you're learning English here with us at Studio Classroom.
That is correct. So how does our lesson continue? Well, let's jump down a couple of lines and we read this meeting. What meeting is this? Well, this is the meeting that takes place in Ankara, and it says, this meeting emphasizes the fact that today's children are tomorrow's leaders. Now, we want to take a look at this phrase, today's children are tomorrow's leaders. That just means that children might be children today, but those children are going to grow up to be leaders. And actually, we have a picture of some cute children right over here.
Oh, Rebecca, are these children that you know as well?
These are my niece. Oh, that's my niece, and that's my nephew.
No way.
And so they're children right now, but they're going to grow up and be tomorrow's leaders.
You're exactly right about that. Okay, so remember to treat children well, properly, and of course you want to make sure they have a good education because today's children are tomorrow's leaders. So it is very interesting what happens in Ankara, in Turkey here. While music plays in the stadiums, parliament gathers in Ankara for a special annual meeting where children sit in the seats usually occupied by politicians. What does that mean, Rebecca? Are there seats that are usually for politicians and government leaders?
Well, pretty much. These seats where politicians usually sit, well, children have the opportunity and privilege to sit in those seats. It would be like in America, children being able to sit in a seat where Congress might sit.
Okay, or maybe even taking the president's seat. Wow. What an honor. I don't know if children can really feel that kind of pressure or that kind of responsibility, the kind of responsibility that a politician has, but this is a great way to celebrate the future generation. We have a lot more to learn right after this.
Everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are talking about celebrating children. Have you ever wanted to sit in a seat where Parliament usually sits? If so, you would probably really enjoy spending some time in Turkey on April 23rd, that is, if you are a child. Why? Well, this is Children's Day, a day set aside where children rejoice in being children. And of course, children get to sit in the seats of Parliament. Well, let's see how our lesson continues.
Children's Day in Turkey. This day also coincides with the birth of Turkey's government that first assembled on April 23, 1920. Turkey's first president set apart the day to stress the importance of children in the country's future. On this day, citizens don traditional clothes in the country's patriotic colors of red and white. Turkey was the first country to set aside a day to honor children, and they have since encouraged other countries to institute similar holidays. In 1954, the United Nations established a Universal Children's Day each year on November 20th. The Assembly believes every child has the right to survive and thrive, to be educated, to be free from violence and abuse, to participate and to be heard.
OK, 接下来我们要来看的是 coincide 这个动词。CO 这个字首有一起的意思，所以 coincide 在这里是指同时发生。如果要说明和什么是同时发生的话，是用 with 这个介系词。例如 Lily's birthday coincides with her wedding anniversary， 莉莉的生日和结婚纪念日是同一天。coincide 也指一致或相符。例如 We held a meeting to make sure our schedules coincide， 我们开了个会，确认我们双方的行程是一致的。所以我们来看的是 patriotic 这个形容词，注意它的重音是在 O 这个音节，念成 patriotic， P-A-T-R-I 这个字根有父亲的意思，所以 patriotic 是指爱国的或者是有爱国心的。例如 many young guys fought in World War II because of patriotic pride， 许多年轻人因为爱国的自尊心而参战了第二次世界大战。 And now let's get back to our teachers。
Ah, Children's Day. We read here, this day also coincides with the birth of Turkey's government that first assembled on April 23rd, in 1920. Well, this is a great day to have Children's Day.
I would say so, too. Well, we want to talk about this sentence pattern, when something first happens on a specific day. And, of course, this reminds me of what happened during the Revolutionary War in America, when America declared independence from Britain on, do you remember the date? July
4th, 1776. That's right. That's an important day for Americans. That's when they first declared independence. Okay, well, this phrase usually makes me think about maybe some couples. I often ask, when did you first meet? Oh, we first met on such and such a date. And maybe they'll tell me where they first met as well.
Well, that's another great example, Gabe. Well, here in our lesson, we read, Turkey's first president set apart the day to stress the importance of children in the country's future. Here's another great phrase we'd like to talk about, to stress the importance of. What does that mean?
That means you really want to communicate how important something is. You stress the importance of it. So, for example, we can't stress the importance of practicing enough. It's important to practice what you learn. Or maybe, the dentist. Whenever I go to the dentist, he always stresses the importance of flossing and brushing your teeth.
Well, flossing and brushing is very important. Well, in the next paragraph, we see the phrase set aside. We would like to take some time and take a closer look at this phrase with Liz.
Hello, friends. I hope you're all doing well today. My name is Liz, and here's a closer look at this sentence. Turkey was the first country to set aside a day to honor children. Please notice the phrase, set aside. It means to separate for a special reason. So, in the case of today's sentence, the writer is talking about how Turkey was the first country to choose a particular day for the special purpose of honoring children. This phrase, to set aside, can be used to talk about how a certain day is chosen for a special reason. Like, marriage counselors recommend that married couples set aside at least one day a week to go out on a date. We can also use this phrase to set aside to talk about saving money for a special reason. For example, let's say you have decided that for the next 10 months, 10% of whatever money you save in your bank will be used for your next vacation. So you can say, I am setting aside 10% of my money in the bank for my next vacation. And that's all the time we have for today. See you next time.
Thank you, Liz. Well, we read on here something that happened in 1954. Did you find it in your magazine? It says the United Nations established a Universal Children's Day each year on November 20th. So there it is, Rebecca. There is the Universal Children's Day on November 20th.
So in other words, if I want to celebrate Children's Day, I don't actually have to move to Turkey.
Exactly.
There are other options.
Exactly. Okay, wait for November 20th, and then you can celebrate it again. Well, we read on here, the Assembly believes, as I do, every child has the right to survive and thrive. Let's stop right there for a moment and talk about those two words. They both rhyme, but they mean different things, right?
Well, exactly. I mean, the word survive, that really just means to exist or remain. For example, you could say, some plants can survive during very cold winters.
Okay, so they can survive. That means they live through the cold winters. Another example might be, maybe you got into a car accident, but you're still living. You could say, we survived the car accident. Now, about that word thrive, this means you're not just surviving or existing, but you're doing really well where you are. For example, maybe you're at a new job. It's really good for you. You are thriving at your new job.
Exactly. Or you could say that some plants really thrive in sandy soil. That means that they grow very well in sandy soil.
All right. Well, use these words sometime today. Right now, it's time for us to enjoy a review skit. We'll see you after the editor's summary.
Children's Day today. Rejoice!
Hooray for us! We're kids!
Today, we will play music in the stadium.
and will gather in Parliament for a special annual meeting.
Yeah, we kids occupy the seats of politicians.
To emphasize the fact that today's children are tomorrow's leaders.
You know what? The day also coincides with the birth of Turkey's government.
It sure does. Our government first assembled on this date in 1920.
And the first president set apart the day to stress the importance of children and the country's future.
Yay!
Kids are important!
So, today's citizens don traditional clothes in patriotic colors.
Yeah, red and white.
Our country was the first to set aside a day to honor children.
And our country encourages other countries to have similar holidays.
Yeah, and now there is a Universal Children's Day.
It's November 20th, and don't you forget it.
Yeah, every child has the right to survive and thrive.
And to be educated, and free from violence and abuse.
To participate, and
to be heard. So, happy Children's Day!
Were we heard?
Yeah, I think so. Oh.
It's Children's Day and National Sovereignty Day in Turkey. People are celebrating with singing and folk dancing across the country. And while the children are beating various drums and playing string and wind instruments, Parliament is meeting in Ankara for a special annual meeting. Children are sitting in the seats of politicians to emphasize the fact that these children are tomorrow's leaders. And this is the day that Turkey's first government assembled back in 1920. And it was the very first president who wanted to stress the importance of children in Turkey's future and set this day apart to do so. Turkey was the first country to set a day aside to honor children. And since then, other countries have done the same. In fact, the United Nations established a Universal Children's Day in 1954, and that day is celebrated every year on November 20th. The United Nations Assembly believes that every child has the right to survive and thrive, to be educated, to be free from violence and abuse, and to participate and to be heard.
Thank you, Linda. So remember to review the different words and phrases that we went over today. In particular, I think you should remember the word thrive. It's a good word to practice.
All right, of course. We want you to thrive in whatever you're doing, especially as you want to improve your English. You want to thrive and enjoy it. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time right here at Studio Classroom.